Your Excellency the President, Your Excellency the Governor of Sindh, Honorable Ministers, Excellencies, distinguished guests. In this Silver Jubilee year, celebrating my 25th anniversary to the accession of the Imamate of the Ismaili Muslims, I have been called upon to make many speeches on many subjects in countries as diverse as Portugal, Singapore, and Tanzania. But important and happy as these Jubilee occasions have been, this is the event which can with the greatest certainty be called historic. Modern communications, the radio, the newspapers, all the media, urge us to believe that each day brings momentous events. Happily, this is not so, or we would be producing far more history than we can comfortably consume. Today, however, is historic in the true sense. The charter which His Excellency the President has been gracious enough to grant the new Aga Khan University creates the first university inspired by my family since Al-Azhar was founded in the Fatimid dynasty's capital of Cairo in 970, 1,000 years before we laid the foundation stone of the Aga Khan Medical College on this site in 1971. I can indeed hardly express the depth of my pleasure at receiving the charter which dignifies that college with the status of a university. In the words of one of Pakistan's most famous voices, that of the poet laureate Iqbal, God has said, wisdom is an immense good. Wherever you find this invaluable treasure, acquire it. My prayer is that the university we are now building will enable many generations of students to acquire both knowledge and the essential spiritual wisdom needed to balance that knowledge and enable their lives to attain the highest fulfillment. It may be asked why I wish to establish the Aga Khan University here in Pakistan. That question may be answered by a simple analogy. If you plant a tree, you plant for future generations to enjoy its shade. But you must plant in soil which is good today, soil from which the sapling can draw the nourishment to grow to full maturity. This will be a Muslim university, and Pakistan lies near the geographical center of the Muslim Ummah, a world community of the faithful, which stretches as far east as Indonesia and as far west as Morocco. Pakistan is typical of many Muslim countries with the same problems, the same needs, the same aspirations. Furthermore, it is a rising force in Islam. Though not endowed with the immense wealth of some neighboring states, Pakistan has become a valued partner throughout the Middle Eastern region, offering both technical and human resources to development, while its economy is achieving constant growth despite the present world recession. Without your understanding and encouragement, we would not be assembled here today. I am happy to say that during this Jubilee tour of Pakistan, I shall be either opening or inaugurating the construction of a number of new projects in the educational, health, and economic spheres. Your Excellency has already mentioned the Aga Khan University, for which you will be granting the charter tomorrow. The university is, of course, the major project of the Jubilee year throughout the world. We shall hear more about it at the ceremonies, and I have no wish to preempt the speeches which will be made then. But there will be other less obviously important occasions during the coming days, and I should like to mention a few of them. The Aga Khan Central Health Board is initiating a new maternity home in Hyderabad, which follows the pattern of our health services of trying to help the government improve health care for mothers and young children. Similarly, the medical center I shall be opening at Singhal will include a maternity wing and a child health care center. There is still so much to be done in reducing infant mortality, especially in the northern areas of Pakistan. In the northern areas, we are also adding significantly to the capacity of our Aga Khan educational network, which already includes over 100 primary and secondary schools, by the opening of a new secondary school for girls at Sherkila and the construction of an academy at Karimabad. Until recently, girls have lagged sadly behind boys, both in their enthusiasm for education and in the facilities available to them. But this is rapidly changing, and we hope to assist the government in producing more qualified lady teachers, nurses, and other professional people who come from the northern areas and will stay to serve them. The Aga Khan Rural Support Program is assisting development in various ways, including identifying and promoting income-generating opportunities for the villagers, bringing drinking water and sanitation to 150 more villages over a period of years, training primary health care personnel, and improving teaching standards. The programs are, of course, carried out in cooperation with the government and with international agencies such as UNICEF. Finally, during this visit, my brother and I will be inaugurating the construction of two new city center hotels at Quetta and Faisalabad, both of them cities which at the present lack sufficient high-quality accommodation for visitors and businessmen. These hotels fit into the overall effort which our economic institutions are making to develop investment in Pakistan and in other parts of the Third World. Your Excellency, I'm sure I have said enough to show that our Jubilee visit here will be no idle period of celebration. But I would like to end this evening by saying that this effort, which my community and I and the people who work with us are able to make in Pakistan, is due to what I would call an enabling environment, the environment which you have created, an environment to which every person concerned with the future of Pakistan must respond. I would like to say to you how deeply the future of Pakistan affects every single member of my family, every member of my community, and me. And I hope that in the years ahead, this Jubilee year will be remembered in Pakistan as being one in which a significant contribution will have been made to the future of this great Muslim country. Thank you.